Do you ever hear of a rail fence? That is the rail fence what you would call a slot fence, or is that different?
No, that's the same fence.
Same thing.
But they call them a rail fence, you know, sometimes.
Uh-huh. Same thing that they call a rail fence. How about a picket fence? Have you ever heard of a picket fence?
Well, that would be the same.
Same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to take, see them pine over there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And cut them about 6 or 7 foot.
Uh-huh.
And make a fence over them.
Oh.
You see?
Uh-huh.
Make one like that, or you can make one like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just make a whole fence out of a tree, probably.
Yes, cut
it down to that size.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Let's see, did you build that fence that you have here, around here?
This one?
Yeah.
I put it up.
I
never built them, but I put them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, around the lot here.
See, there's a fence right here, too, then.
Yes, that's all that belonged to me.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call that fence right there?
A wire fence.
Just a wire fence.
Yes.
Okay.
You can call them a 5 foot or a 4 foot.
Uh-huh, depending on
how high
they are.
He is. Mm-hmm. See? Now that wire right there, that's about 6 foot.
Yeah.
A little better.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house and you have to make up a bed for them on the floor, what do you call that bed?
Well, I say like this, you have to sleep on the floor.
Okay.
Spread your blanket on the floor.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a pallet or a shakedown?
Call it a pallet on the floor. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you call low ground in a river valley?
Low ground in a river?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I know, when it's low water, is low water down to the low water mark.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
That's meant to have going out, you know.
Have you ever heard it called bottom land?
I talk about fish on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Just like you take a drop line, you know.
Yes, uh-huh.
But you drop it and you hit the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I used to fish like that.
Yeah. I bet you're a good fisherman.
Well, I used to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I bet you are. Will you name several kinds of roads depending on what they're made of? For instance, what you have out here, that kind of a road.
Well, that's a paved road, isn't it?
Paved road?
Yes.
Okay. Can you think of any other kinds of roads?
Well, we got dirt roads here, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other kind?
I think
that's about
all.
That's about it.
Yes.
If a paved road has a light-colored surface, do you call it anything special?
Well, you say that, what you call this, black asphalt
mm-hmm.
on that road.
Okay. If it has a black top, you'd call it a black asphalt road, is that
yes,
what
yes.
How about a grassy strip about this wide between a sidewalk and a street in Brunswick, for instance? What would you call that?
Well, you just call that a grassy plant. Keep on walking on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh, but you don't have a special word for it?
No.
Like a grass plot or a parking strip or a tree lawn or something like that? You don't call it anything special?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Sure. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road?
Well, we call that a ditch.
Just a ditch?
Yes, to pull the water off the road.
Okay. What do you call an old dog that's worthless and just lazes around, doesn't do any work?
A dog.
Just a dog?
Yes, just a sorry dog.
A sorry dog. Yeah, that's fine.